Welcome to the Sustaining Creativity Podcast. I'm your host, Mari Riesberg. Over the past several years, I've combined my degrees in acting and somatic psychology to share my sustaining creativity techniques with performers. And now I've decided to share it with a bigger audience that includes you. I believe we are all creative, and this podcast is all about that. I'll be interviewing people from all backgrounds, ages, and creativity experiences to share just how creative we all are. Today, I'll be chatting with Alaya Harris. She's the founder and owner of Flourish Marketing, an agency dedicated to helping wedding, catering, and event professionals reach their full potential through fresh, cutting-edge marketing strategies that get and keep a consistent stream of clients. Alaya has made it her personal mission to support catering and event businesses in their growth and help them to reach their definition of success. Please enjoy Alaya Harris. Welcome to the Sustaining Creativity Podcast. Today, I am here with Alaya Harris. I am super, super excited to chat with you about your marketing and the industry that you work in, because I haven't talked to anyone who works in the wedding and catering industry. I'm super excited for that. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me, Mari. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yay! Well, if you wouldn't mind just taking a couple minutes to let our listeners know a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. So again, my name is Alaya Harris. I'm the owner of Flourish Marketing, where we help people who help others live their best lives to grow their businesses. Mm-hmm. So traditionally, in the tradition of my company, we started off within just the wedding catering and events industry. And recently, very, very recently, we've expanded because I love helping those who celebrate the big moments. But I'm like, well, what about all the other moments in between that might be big or they might be small and you might need some help getting to the big moments. So those are the people that we help. Basically those who love others and are finding ways to do a better job of loving others. So we offer full service marketing from soup to nuts. And I'm a story brand certified guide. So I have a heavy focus on telling your story in a way that makes sense to other people.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And I love the new addition to the smaller celebrations on the way to the big celebration.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, I'm going to celebrate my wedding, obviously, but I'm also going to maybe go get my nails done to just celebrate me. And I want to work with that nail shop. Or maybe I don't feel like celebrating, so I need to go talk to my life coach. I want to work with that life coach as well, or educators. And we have a whole gamut. We've always kind of behind the scenes worked with those people, but have never really promoted it. But now they're starting to like come more and more. And I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm ignoring you guys now. So I'm like, let's change the outward face to speak to like the wellness professionals that we worked with, or educators and things like that.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And I think now is the perfect time for anything.
Right. Let's try it. It's 2020. Not? Let's try it.
Exactly.
What happened?
Amazing outlook on 2020 to say like, yeah, we're going to try it. Here we go. I think that's great.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, since we are here today to chat about creativity, when you think about creativity, what does it mean to you to be creative?
For me, it means to come up with solutions that make people go, huh, well, that's cool, right?
Yes, I love it.
It's not necessarily people are like, well, I'm not creative because I don't have like blue spiky hair and wear sparkly Converse or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But like, I'm not outlandish or Brighton, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, first of all, yay if that is you, but yay if that is not you as well, because creativity happens between your heart and your head. It doesn't necessarily always manifest itself with the way that you express your image to the world. Mm-hmm. For me, my creativity happens in complete black and white on a page. When I'm copywriting, it's how do I say this in a way that doesn't sound like the other 5 million times someone has translated this same concept. Mm-hmm. How do I make people feel something that's different? How do I make people understand something that hits in a way that then makes them buy the product of my client? Because I'm copywriting for money. I'm not just writing a novel over here, right?
Yeah.
So it's those moments. Those are creative moments.
Yeah, I love that. When you said creativity happens between your heart and your head, that, like, what? I love it. That's incredible to think about, like, yeah, there's that connection between your heart and your head. Creativity happens there, and it can happen internally. It doesn't have to happen externally. That piece, like, what a great reminder for people to be like, you don't have to look, quote unquote, stereotypically creative. It can happen on an internal experience basis. And that, what, girl, that's amazing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Nice. Awesome. And when you think about, you know, your copywriting job, how does creativity show up in that career or in other aspects of your marketing, your Flourish Marketing, which I love that name, by the way.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you very much. Creativity shows up all of the time. It's really about how do you approach a challenge. Anybody who is in business shouldn't be thinking of themselves as I provide a service. You should be thinking of I solve a problem. And how you solve that problem, if it's different from everyone around you, well, then you found your niche and you found your secret sauce, right? Mm-hmm. And that is something that happens inside of you. So when I'm creative, like I said, I'm a StoryBrand certified guide, and StoryBrand is a framework, a storytelling framework that you apply to marketing. It's a framework. It's mm-hmm. set in stone. I'm not creatively coming up with a framework, but I'm creative within that framework.
Yeah.
And when I write copy, and somebody else writes a copy for a very, very similar client, it sounds really different because of the way that I approach it. Mm-hmm. A lot of creativity for me also originates when you're trying to think like the person that is going to be the end recipient. I have like empathetic moments. My husband will sometimes walk in while I'm just like sitting in front of my computer. I'm not doing anything to the outside world, but I'm really trying to feel what it feels like to, I don't know, I'm trying to pick one of my clients to not have the education that you deserve, or to not have the wedding of your dreams, or to be frustrated trying to find a planner, or if you're a life coach, and to just be lost in life in general, that their end client, not mine. And then you start really thinking like, well, how does my body feel? Well, how does my heart feel? Mm. What memories might this drop from the past for me? And then I form that person until they're almost sitting in front of me. And then I write like I'm talking to them.
Mm.
And you have to make creativity a tangible experience. Mm-hmm. It can be very difficult to say, I'm creative. I choose, you know, like, let's just throw stuff around. And people confuse creativity, I believe, with disorganization sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's really not it. For me, creativity is a spiritual experience. Mm-hmm. And being able to have that type of transcendent communication and use that to, you know, help someone grow their business or help someone get the word out. And then you then in turn help them do whatever you do best.
Yeah, no, I think that's such a great way to look at it, to say that there's a lot of structure. And then within that structure, that's where that creativity blossoms or flourishes or is sparked.
I see what you did there.
Yes.
I see what you did there. Love it.
No, but I think that's great to remind everyone that, yeah, creativity isn't this disorganized experience. It might look like that from the outside, and yet as the person participating in the creative experience or creative expression, there is structure, there are boundaries, we're working within it, and we're thinking outside of the box. When you sit there and imagine your client's client, that's a creative experience, putting mm-hmm. yourself in someone else's shoes or experience to get that end result that you're being paid for. But absolutely. I love that process of feeling like, what does it feel like in your body? What are those thoughts? What are those interject questions or no's that a client might come up with? And you're here to solve those problems or answer those questions in this creative endeavor that you've taken on.
Absolutely. Because oftentimes people that get scared of being creative or like, I'm not creative, but what, let me go be creative. And they mimic what they see. They mimic the post-it notes all over the place mm-hmm. and they mimic, you know, going from one topic to the next. And they don't know what's really behind that for someone who is truly creative. Well, I might have post-it notes all over the place because drawing that out sometimes is a messy thing. Post-it notes make sense to me, but then they don't see what happens after the post-it notes. Like they don't just stay there all over the place. That's not my end goal, is to just be messy and disorganized. And my end goal is digging in deep and deep and deep and deep and deep. And sometimes excavation mm-hmm. is not something that you do with white gloves.
Oh, good reminder. Yes.
it's messy, right?
Yeah.
And so don't mimic the messy. Mimic the process that's happening inside, and then you'll get there. So if you see someone who you really value and you value their ideas and their end results, and you see something on the outside, but you're like, how the heck do they get there? Ask them what's going on in the inside. And I bet that you'll end up being able to take that, make it your own, and not just mimic what you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great reminder as well, because I think it is, creatives are portrayed kind of the zany in that stereotypical film or television representation right. of, oh, you're the starving artist, or all the like the stereotypes yes. for the creatives. And to really kind of push those stereotypes aside and see, this is a human who has a process. And what is their process? Not what is the mess. Their process might be messy. And that's okay. And how do they get to that finish or that end? Or what is that journey? So many people right. who I've interviewed have said, you know, creativity is about the journey. It's not about the end result or that ending piece and that creative process. So I think that's, it's a good reminder.
Absolutely.
For all of us to remember that. I mean, you spoke a little bit about some challenges that, you know, when they come up, but I'm curious, kind of, what are some challenges or blocks that you have experienced with creativity, and then how have you navigated them?
It's so interesting. I was thinking about this as I was driving yesterday, this exact same thing, because I was like, gosh, some days it feels literally like I am trying to push a boulder uphill to get anything of value out of myself. Mm-hmm. And I realized that when I am most blocked, the challenge is just insurmountable. And most of the time it's me getting in my own way. I'm hungry, I'm tired. Right? I'm stressed. None of that is going to work. And really, it's if you think about it as like an input output thing, right? Mm-hmm. If you are constantly outputting, you need to input. When my biggest challenges arise, when I have this creative flurry, I get into flow for several days, and then it's like, oh, I can't work. And that's because I haven't spent that time putting in input. It's like, you know, you feed yourself, you have to feed your creativity as well. Mm-hmm. So besides the physical hungry, tired, stressed, mm-hmm. whatever, it's also what creative things are you consuming that can spark those ideas for you? Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, I was struck with inspiration. Happens, definitely does, but it doesn't need to be so random.
Right.
Go out and proactively inspire yourself mm-hmm. so that you can kick back up your machine. Another thing that I have realized when I am facing the challenge mm-hmm. Of having my creativity feel like I'm blocked is, well, what have I not gotten rid of? Mm-hmm. So just like in most processes, there's there's like the stuff that you don't want, the output, like the waste product, basically, mm-hmm. right? So you have put out all these beautiful things. Oh man, that email sequence was gorgeous. That website I built, ooh, pat on my back. Then you have all of the hangups that were around it, all of the doubts that were still there, all of the frustration that still lingers and was still produced by that creative expression. It's still there until you do something with it. Mm-hmm. And often we don't address the byproduct of the creative expression. And so it sits there and grows and then sometimes overtakes us, so that it doesn't matter how much inspiration we take in, that byproduct has blocked us. Mm-hmm. That's why you get a lot of people who consider themselves creative. They have a lot of doubts and fears that linger for years because they've been building up over and over and over. The more they express, the more the doubt grows, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to address the byproduct of that creative process on with regularity, the same way that you, well, at least you're supposed to work out. You know, with regularity. I'm not judging, I'm more confessing.
Yeah. Heard. It's all good.
Like, so you're saying it's a process, but the problem is it's very, it's silent and it's hidden. So if you don't remind yourself that it's there, you're not going to be able to do anything about it.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh. I think you bring up a really great point of like how to address that byproduct of the creative process, those lingering emotions, interjects that we have, the doubt, the fear, the uncertainty. And what are some ways that you deal with those, or how do you address that byproduct of creative process?
So I have a spiritual coach that I talk to pretty much every 2 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah. I meditate. I was about to lie to you and say twice a day.
Ah,
the goal is for me to meditate twice a day.
I like that goal.
I'm currently at once, so that's good. So I meditate daily. I can say that. But my goal is like, it's like in the morning and the evening. One, to kind of set your intentions, be like present for your day. And two, some of that clearing that I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, because at the end of the day, before you go to bed, it's like, let me clear off all of that.
Right.
Stuff that just happened today. Yeah. So that's another thing that I do / am trying to do. And then it's just, this is going to sound so super mushy, but one of my favorite ways to just be like, everything's okay, is to cuddle with my husband. Oh, like we sit on the couch.
I love it.
Like I don't have a dog, so I use him for that. Like, and we just sit, and that physical contact, that physical touch does a lot to bring you out of yourself too. Mm-hmm. And just to have that relationship with people. And if you live by yourself, quarantine is a very difficult time for a lot of people who live by themselves.
Yeah.
Massage places are open. So I also do that. Like there's, I don't know where everyone is, but there's a chain, I think it's national, called Massage Envy.
Yep, it is.
They're open for medical massage right now. You can go in for an hour, even in the pandemic. And that physical touch, passive exercise, basically, helps to not only move through some of those blocked emotions, but it also just gives you that human connection that you might be missing, that is necessary, at least for my creative experience. And then my least favorite one of the moment is working out.
Yes, so, got it.
There's that.
I mean, that's a great list. And to like have that list of, I know I'm going to experience some of these creativity process byproducts, and I have a system, I have some ideas of how I'm going to attend to them and continue to attend to them, not just attend to them once, but they're not just going to miraculously disappear. If I'm going to continue to be a creative human being, they're going to continue to show up and to have that plan of action. I think that's such a great resource. And I don't know, hearing you talk about it makes me think like, what are the things that I do? Like for me, taking a shower at the end of the day and literally consciously washing the day off of me is a huge one for me.
That is that is really huge. There was a time in there when I was feeling really kind of bogged down by everything. And so I was doing like twice a day showers, just literally for that reason, not because I'm super dirty for everyone that's listening, judgy, but because I needed to just wash it off, wash everything off. Another thing that my spiritual coach is telling me too, if you are sitting at your computer and your hands start to feel sweaty or sticky, sometimes it's hot. Yeah. So there's that. Other times you could just be feeling all of the stuff that you've been putting out. Just get up and wash your hands. Yeah. That sometimes helps me as well. Kind of clear some of that energy out and feel refreshed.
Yeah. That's a great one too. I mean, and in the pandemic, why not wash your hands?
Why not wash your hands? Sure. There's never a bad reason to wash your hands.
Exactly. And you have an energetic shift byproduct.
Way! Everybody's winning.
Exactly. I love it. You were also talking about ways to kind of inspire yourself in creativity when you get, you know, kind of depleted. What are some of the ways that you re-inspire or re-spark creativity when you feel depleted?
I listen to smart people. So sometimes it's just having conversations with some of my smart friends and not marketing, whatever they do, it's just talking to them, watching videos. And I love reading, I love reading business books as well, but I had to like stop myself because it was just getting a little bit too much. It was like marketing all the time.
Yeah.
It was too much. I like reading like fantasy books. Like I'm a huge Harry Potter fan.
Yes.
Like I like reading books that are just like, wow, that was different. I wouldn't have thought about that. And thinking about the lessons that are there. I love nature, but I live in LA. So it's not like I'm walking outside of my house and seeing a forest. I see like built large buildings.
Right.
It's not easy access to nature, but because I live in LA, going to the beach is a huge way for me to do that. In addition to the other stuff that we've said. And then my husband and I will have random dance parties like in the living room.
Yes.
So that happened a couple of days ago. I heard some music and I was like, what is he doing? And he was dancing. And I was like, well, if he's dancing, I'm dancing.
I love it.
You know, just whatever it takes to shake it up, even when you might not be feeling so hot, you know, it's better than sitting with some Haagen-Dazs on the couch.
Yeah. I love all of those. And I think it's a good reminder too, that sometimes our creativity needs a boost. We need to recharge, to plug back in and get rejuvenated so we can continue to output, like you were saying, input to output. So that's amazing. I love that list.
Thank you.
Yeah. We can add more to the list of things.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a never ending list. And it's yours to personalize.
Yeah. And I think that's so important that you put your own stamp on it to say like, this works for me. It's not going to work for everyone and that's okay. But I know that for me, it's going to recharge that creativity dial for myself and get me back into it. So
that's amazing. One thing I do want to add, I said it, but I want to underscore it before we move on is sleep. I don't care how many dance parties you have. If you're exhausted, you're just exhausted. And don't judge yourself for sleeping. I'm a nap queen. And if I need a nap, I need a nap. And there are sometimes I fight it like a kid, like a little, I don't want to take a nap. I don't want, like, what am I missing out on exactly? Right.
Totally.
You need to just sleep, just sleep. You're like, oh, I'm not a napper. I've never been a napper. Have you tried? They're fabulous. And sometimes you just need, I've never been a 15-minute napper. I'll take an hour and just be like, great. I know the study is if you nap longer than 15 minutes, you'll feel more tired. That has not been my experience. Sometimes a girl just needs an hour.
Yes.
And then sometimes you just need to sleep for extended periods of time. Like last night I slept for 10 hours. Why? Because I was tired. So you need to give yourself the flexibility to rejuvenate and not feel the need to constantly be creating. Because you won't be very successful.
Heard. I love it. Good reminders. Don't judge yourself for needing a nap or getting that extra sleep. Cause it's how our body resets and rejuvenates. And so important for our mental health, our physical health, our ability to keep moving forward in our life. So
absolutely.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to turn just a little bit, still around creativity, but when you think of kind of early life, what's your earliest memory of being creative?
My earliest memory of being creative. I can't even tell when this was in my head. Cause I guess when I was younger, it's like everything seems like a blur. I remember making dioramas.
Oh my gosh.
I want to say it was early elementary school, like first grade, second grade. I just remember the joy of being able to choose where all the stuff went. I don't remember what we were making dioramas for or why dioramas were even a thing, but I remember getting that shoebox.
Oh, yes.
And being able to just be like, wow, this is how I want this to look. And having that control over my outside environment to make it look like what would my inside environment look like was super cool for me back then. I mean, I think it's still kind of cool for me now. That's what I would say.
Nice.
Dioramas.
Yeah. I don't know if, I mean,
I don't even know if kids still do those.
I was just going to say that. Is that still a thing?
Like if you're under the age of, I don't know, 20 or something, listening to me, you're like, a dio what? You know what you need to watch is Community. They make dioramas in Community. If you're like, what? Go watch Community. Well, I remember when I first saw those episodes, I was like, oh, a diorama. Like,
I love it. Exactly. I think it's great. And to be able to express yourself through, you know, we did it for like book reports. You did a diorama of a book report or about a historical figure.
I remember one involving dinosaurs, but I don't know if the dinosaurs were part of the assignment or if I just wanted to include a dinosaur figurine in my diorama.
Either way, I think it's probably pure gold. It's amazing.
And then what happened to all of the dioramas?
Where did all of
the dioramas go?
Where did dioramas go to die? I don't know.
In the trash. My mama put those in the trash.
Yeah, I don't think my mom saved them either, but that's amazing. Yeah, I love asking that question about earliest memory of being creative because it's so unique and different, and there are so many different ways that kids are creative or the memories we have of being creative. So thanks for sharing your diorama memory. I love
You're
it.
Very welcome.
Well, it sounds like you get easily inspired by lots of things or people or environments. When you think about who or what inspires you these days, what comes to mind?
I'm inspired by people who go out of their way to be good. Hmm. Like when it's hard. So there's a lot of stories right now of not so good people doing not so good things and not loving others and not loving themselves. And I'm inspired by people who have found ways to overcome that within themselves and overcome that within others. And then it makes me look within myself to say, am I doing my part to love myself the best, love my clients the best, help them love others the best? Because it helps remove some of those excuses. Well, I mean, I guess I could work on this email sequence for this client. What would be the most loving thing to do right now? What is in everyone's highest good? Mm-hmm. So I appreciate those stories. They have a sense of renewed hope and focus and direction that I might not get otherwise, right? The human stories, the ones about upliftment, have been making me feel particularly mojo filled as of late.
Nice. And you're right. our world at the moment is not full of them. So when we find them, they're little golden nuggets that we can hold on to and find that inspiration. So
absolutely.
Good
absolutely.
Reminders. Yeah. And I hear that you have community, your spiritual teacher, and I'm curious how your community impacts or influences your creativity.
I'm trying to not laugh because I ingest a lot of information and I have a very hard time making sure that like my story with my girlfriend doesn't end up in my email sequences to the thousands of people on my email list. So I get inspired by everything. I mostly get inspired by the community around me because of what they're doing and how mm-hmm. they're pushing forward. I'm a huge cheerleader, so I'm always going to cheer you on. And then that creates like a catalyst, a spark that mm-hmm. creates my own cheering section within myself. I'm working on, there's a lot of soothing and comforting that I realized has happened and needed to happen in this year, mm-hmm. whether it's of other people or it's yourself. And I realize that I have a sense of a community around me that has been doing a lot of soothing for mm-hmm. me as well. And again, this must have been a very productive drive that I had yesterday, because also on that same drive, I wasn't even going far. It was like a 15-minute drive. I was going to the chiropractor. On that same drive, yeah. I thought of this concept of, well, how do I take the energy that I'm expending outwards and expecting it to be returned to me by others to be comforted or soothed, and mm-hmm. internalize that in a self-soothing mechanism, like the way that babies do. After a while, when you're talking about, well, what does your community do for you? Not only do they soothe, but then they're reminding me that it's about balance, right? Mm-hmm. When you're trying to find creativity, they are my people I bounce things off of, people I rely on for their wit and energy. But you have to also realize when you're like, okay, I'm relying on you for this and I like it. I love you. And you haven't said anything, but how do I do this for myself? So it's also being able to be in that space with your creativity when you're like, okay, I'm relying on you to be part of this community to support my creativity. And you've taught me so many lessons and I see how you have supported me, but how do I support me in that same way? I think that's very important. Often when you think about community, it's about what can I give and take from other people and not mm-hmm. necessarily just, not necessarily thinking, okay, you've given me so much. Now, how do I give that to myself based off of your wonderful example? So that's also how I use the community around me.
Yeah, I really like that idea of learning the skills and tools that others share with you to then use with yourself. So community can teach you new skills and tools. So yeah, it's exactly. not the same thing over and over. You're constantly growing, changing, learning, receiving, gifting. It's that balance and that cycle.
Absolutely. That's where I was going with that.
Wonderful. No, I love it. I think it's so important. And right now, during this pandemic, community can look really different and be a little more challenging to navigate. But I think, you know, thank goodness for modern technology mm-hmm. and being able to connect with people through that. But also seeing how our community has shifted and changed. And maybe it's even bigger during the pandemic because we have the ability to engage with so many other people and learn so many different things.
Yeah, I know mine is bigger and it's, mm-hmm. you know, definitely in wider locations for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's super easy to hop on a Zoom call. It doesn't matter where anybody is.
Right. You just have to do some time change. I was talking to someone in Australia and I was like, yeah. Oh, 18 hours. Okay, I've got to sort that one out. But
time zone math. That's been the biggest challenge of 2020 is time zone math. Oh my gosh, I wish that were true.
Right. I wish that were true too. Oh my goodness. Well, when you think, I mean, talking about the pandemic, but just in life in general, what are some everyday issues that you have experienced that you have had to use creativity to solve?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. So like Okay. We live in a two-bedroom apartment. And my mom likes to come and visit. Love it when mom visits. But the second bedroom, which I'm sitting in now as I'm talking to you, Mark, is my office, my husband's closet, and the towel closet as well. So there's a lot that goes on in here. And so when my mom would come and visit, she would put her bags in here, but then sleep on the couch because it was like there's too much activity. So the problem was she likes to go to bed at like 9. And so then we were like, well, I guess we're all going to bed then. So, and we have a futon in here, but the futon, which pulls out and is very hard. Like I can't even sit on it for long extended periods of time. Oh, and my husband's getting his doctorate. So we're going to be moving to probably wherever he gets his job. It's like, he has a semester left. So we don't want to buy new furniture. I mean, do all of that. So we're like, well, we have a conundrum. Mom's coming for the holidays. What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. So, I decided that I was going to order a mattress cover, like one of those, foam mattress covers. I had gotten inspired by sitting on her bed, which has a foam mattress cover, and by my butt that hurt after sitting on my futon. And then I was like, it was like a cooling version because she's always hot. So I got the mattress cover. We put her in here. She was in, she had her own room. She'd go to bed whatever time she wanted to go to bed, close the door. It was amazing. I felt like a genius.
Yeah. Creativity check.
Check. All because of a foam mattress cover. Changed my life. So I don't know. Sometimes the pain has to be enough where you're just like, I really want to watch that movie. What are we going to do for you to figure out how to be creative in everyday life?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think, those everyday things that come up and we have to navigate. How are we going to do it? And this is the end goal I want. And how do we get there? By getting a little creative and making things happen in a way that works for everyone.
Absolutely.
I love it. Oh my gosh. It has been such a joy to chat with you. And I feel like we could probably chat for hours and hours and hours.
Yes.
And I have one more question.
Okay.
What is your secret to creativity?
My secret to creativity is remaining open and clear.
Excellent.
If I have too much going on, I can't be creative.
Yeah.
Open and clear. I want to be able to hear my angel speak to me.
Ooh, yes. I absolutely agree. I think that's so important. Nice. Well, again, thank you. And if people want to learn more about you or get in touch with you, how would they go about doing that?
First of all, I would love for that to happen. They can go to flourishmarketing.co, not .com, .co, flourishmarketing.co, and you can contact me from there. You can also send me an email to grow@flourishmarketing.co.
Awesome. And I will add those to the show notes so everyone can easily access your information and get in touch with you. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for taking the time. It has been a pure pleasure.
It has been a pleasure. Thanks so much, Mary.
Thanks for listening to the Sustaining Creativity Podcast. We'd love to keep in touch, so like us on Facebook and Instagram. We are Sustaining Creativity. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Tag your friends and your family so they can listen too. We love to hear from you, so leave your comments, reviews, and questions. Tune in Tuesdays for a new episode. And remember, with creativity, anything's possible.